The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Florida Department of Health, Escambia County.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Good morning, this is Pep Talk with Meg. A little birdie told me that my friend here from the Florida Department of Health actually liked this little song by George Michael, Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. Yeah, you can keep that song up. It's just kind of a great way to start the day, give you a little pep in your step.
For sure, especially on a rainy day like today. So this morning on Pep Talk, we have Marie Mott, and she is with the Escambia County Health Department. So good morning. It's so nice to meet you in person. I have heard about you before.
It's good to be here, and it's nice to meet you as well.
So tell me what is happening. This is just health-wise, I have to say, I'm already Thanksgiving health challenged.
Well, and this is the time of year to, you know, to feel a little challenged. There's a lot going on. It's a busy time of year. It can be stressful. In my dietitian background, what I like to call part of the eating season, which starts from the beginning of football season at this time in this part of the country through pretty much, you know, Mardi Gras. So it's a time of year where we really need to make sure we're just taking a moment and paying attention to ourselves and our personal health. And I think the previous person in the slot before me was talking about that as well.
So yes, Ochsner Health.
The,
yes,
the theme of the day.
Yes. Well, it's that time of year. There's a lot of stressors out there. We were talking this morning too about. Just there's so many things coming at you, the decorations and the gift buying and scheduling and trying to figure out when are we going to see this family member and when are we going to do that. And then I was sharing with Marie right before we went on the air that the new thing, it seems like lately in the last year or two, have been Friendsgivings. So now I used to be able to kind of adjust to Thanksgiving dinner. I knew this was the one big day I was going to go all out and enjoy. Now I had a Friendsgiving dinner on Saturday. You got one on Sunday. I mean,
Right.
I'm not sure I'm doing very well. I already got on the scale. It's like, no. So this seems like a trivial thing, but really this could be very serious if you don't take care of your health during this stressful time.
Right. And so part of that is this time of year, I used to always come on the radio for the health department. We would talk about the eat smart, move more, weigh less, maintain, don't gain holiday challenge. That North Carolina State University and the North Carolina Department of Public Health, I think, kind of partnered to put together this initiative. And they're not doing it this year, which just kills me because it was always the coolest thing. And what it was is you could sign up to participate in this. And the whole concept is just don't gain weight during the holidays. So, you know, all kinds of healthy tips would come to your email inbox every day about ways you can move more and ways you can eat smarter and ways you can manage your stress. And so they're not doing that anymore, but the resources are still out there on their website. They've kind of maintained the little cache of resources. They just don't do that email push, I guess, that they used to.
What is the website or the... Do you know?
Because I always just Googled holiday challenge and it would
come
up.
That's
and it
good
still
enough.
Does. But
sure.
It's,
that's good enough.
It's esmmwayless.com/holiday-challenge-program.
Oh, that's so, I've got it memorized. That's
so
good.
Now I'm reading it off the screen.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Yeah, that's a good word. Holiday challenge. That is the challenge.
So, but that's one thing just as like a healthy tip that I would send you to for some great information on, like I said, different things that will help you just not gain the weight during the holidays. Because I think statistically what we've seen is, you know, you gain 2, 3, 4 pounds during the holidays and then maybe you can knock off 1 or 2 in the new year. And every year that just kind of that weight accumulates and becomes a problem. So just try not to gain the weight. So anyway, if you go to that website, that's a great resource for, like I'm looking at it right now and I see, you know, the holiday walking challenge. So
That's a good idea.
Some just, you know, different ways you can get more steps in.
And if you do gain the weight, I think one of the things too that's very detrimental is to go on these crazy diets then afterwards. the starvation things. So you try to lose it right away and all that stuff. But I would imagine that you have some tips on just getting back into that routine gradually, because, you know, January is when everybody makes the New Year's resolutions.
Right.
Which are usually pretty unrealistic. I'm going to work out every morning at 4 a.m. and, you know, I'm going to eat lettuce all day long.
So, right. Setting goals for health really needs to focus on goals for health and not for quick outcomes. I think that's an important thing. And again, making them kind of measurable. So I'm going to take a 20-minute walk every morning is a really great example of a good goal. I mean, you can check that off and you know you've done it, like 20 minutes every morning walk. Those are three simple elements, put them together, and that makes a, you know, a very measurable goal. So that's one good example of that. Even taking time for stress management and things like that can be helpful as well. So maybe it's, you know, just taking 15 minutes of quiet time to yourself, however you like to do that. If you're you know, I've got a busy household, and 15 minutes of quiet time is like a vacation. It's like a 2-week vacation.
That's where a good hot bath at the end of the night comes in, right? That's relaxation.
Somewhere you can go and just do something that just kind of brings your stress down a level, kind of resets yourself. You know, those kind of things are important. So
in talking about the holidays, and you're representing the Florida Department of Health, so what are the things that people can take advantage of? You know, a lot of people, I don't think, realize the many services that are available to them. And so what are some things that people can take advantage of this time of year?
It seems like we've always got a lot going on this time of year, but we often have public events like Lunch and Learns, or I'm looking for our Diabetes and our Reset program information, because that's one of our big programs. So we have a Small Steps, Big Change, which is part of our...
Oh, I like the sound of that.
Part of our National Diabetes Prevention Program initiative. And so that is a series of classes that you can come in or participate in. And it kind of take you through a lot of these kind of healthier living type tips. And it's with a cohort of people like you. Or just, you know, it's not meant to be something where somebody lectures the class. It's really kind of more of a sharing and facilitated discussion of healthy habits. So you can go on our website and you can kind of check your risk for diabetes, because this is a prevention program. So
that's important. And looking for the signs, something that you might realize is being caused because of your blood sugar levels.
Right. So there's a little quiz that you can take, give yourself to just kind of see where your risk factors are. And then you can look for, I was looking for when our next cohorts are starting. It'll probably be in the new year at this point. We've got some that are finishing out right now. But we'll have those coming up pretty soon. So, and then on the same kind of section of the website, there's a recipe page that talks about ways you can modify your food choices and your recipes. There's a diabetes-friendly holiday turkey recipe and a way to make that green bean casserole a little bit healthier. I'm personally not a fan of the green bean casserole, so I just don't do it. But
it's just a staple, though. It's one of those things. I don't have it all year, but I have it on Thanksgiving Day. I know it's bad for me.
I just don't like it. I mean, I just never have liked it, so it's not been an issue for me.
That's a good thing. Well, let's take just a moment here. We're at News Radio 92.3, Informative, Local, Dependable. If you have a question for Marie about health issues maybe that are on your mind or coming up, 850-437-1620. And speaking of Thanksgiving, this Friday, we're going to be out at Cordova Mall for the Fill the Mayflower for Manna Food Pantries. So basically the way it works, we'll be out there starting at 5 a.m. and all day long with Coastal Moving and Storage, Channel 3, WEAR, and of course our station and our sister station, Cat Country. So some of the things you can bring, think healthy, canned chicken and tuna, oatmeal, mixed vegetables, canned fruit, peanut butter, beans. They do accept any non-perishable items. And if you don't have time to shop, you can just come by and drop off a couple of dollars. Every little bit helps for those families that may be going through a tough time this Thanksgiving, and provide them some food for the holiday. So back to us and taking care of us. Yeah. Part of it is sleep, getting enough sleep, right? Because that's what I do, is I stay up late wrapping presents or cooking Thanksgiving dinner, those kinds of things. How do you find the balance?
Oh.
I mean, do you have any tips on how to find a balance so that you can keep yourself healthy?
Okay, now you've stumped me. I mean,
oh no, I didn't
not,
mean to
not
do that.
Really, but I think just making that a priority is important.
That's it. Yeah.
So, you know, kind of setting your schedule. Like my bedtime is 10 o'clock,
mm-hmm.
and so work backwards from that. If you have to accomplish so many tasks, then make yourself a checklist or set yourself a little schedule to try to make sure you're getting those things in. It is okay to ask for help. You don't have to do it all yourself. One of my hardest life lessons to learn is it is okay to ask somebody else to help you wrap the present.
That is so true. And I'm the worst at that. I sometimes think it'll be easier for me just to do it than to ask somebody to help. But it's so true.
And most people are so willing and wanting to help. And they just, you know, don't know what kind of help you need. So, and that goes for, you know, just about anything in your life. It's okay to ask for help. So I think that's probably the best tip of the day.
There you go. I think that's a great tip. That really is. So you were talking a little bit about things to look out for this season and some of the nutritional type things and exercise. I like the idea of just getting up and taking a walk. Mm-hmm. I mean, just keep it real simple and something that just to give yourself that break. I think that's a great idea.
Right. And that movement, it doesn't have to be, you know, calisthenics or running hard or things that a lot of people think of when you hear the word exercise, but it's just the physical activity in general is important, and it's something that you like to do. If it's walking or dancing or gardening or things that move your body,
that's,
are important.
That sounds good. And then some of the other services that y'all provide now this time of year, because at some point we're into cold season, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And some of the things that come up around that and meeting with family, shaking hands, hugs and kisses, all that kind of the things that we can do to kind of boost our immune system to sort of stay healthier during the holiday season.
Well, again, you know, eating well and getting good sleep are very important. So going back to the making sure you get enough sleep, the healthy diet. We haven't really talked a lot about fruits and vegetables, but
well, go ahead.
But let's talk about fruits and vegetables. So really, you know, I think when I was coming up, it was 5 servings of fruits and vegetables a day, but nobody really knew what that meant.
Right. Is that a carrot and so, 5 carrots of 5 servings?
So yeah, what does that mean? But I think that the key or the great tip here is just more fruits and vegetables. So figure out what you're currently consuming and just try to add another whatever. You know, if you have a vegetable with dinner, you know, offer 2 or have 2. Maybe cut back on some of the other things that you would put on your plate and put vegetables in the place. If you're doing a pasta or a stir fry dish, instead of making the big pile of rice or pasta, make more vegetables and kind of mix in the rice or pasta.
Well, they have cauliflower pizza.
Yes, I've never had that.
Well, you know what? I had it recently and was pleasantly surprised. I really couldn't tell the difference.
That's cool.
And that obviously is healthier because it reduces the carb and also the calories. But it was actually pretty tasty. Yeah, I was kind of surprised, delightfully surprised.
It seems very popular. I've seen it in a lot of places. I've just never had the opportunity to try it. So
yeah, there's just so many alternatives you can take advantage of.
Yes, that exactly. That is so true. And when it comes to fruits and vegetables, a lot of times people are thinking about fresh produce, which I personally like working with fresh produce, but sometimes it's not, fresh produce season, or sometimes there's budget constraints that come with fresh produce. So frozen and canned produce can be, vegetables and fruits can be great ways to increase your fruits and vegetables. When you're talking about fruits, you definitely want to avoid the heavy syrup fruits. You know, go for the ones canned in water or their own juice. Or frozen fruits are really great because they're chopped and frozen and then put into the container and put to market. So they don't have the added, usually don't have the added.
You have to read the label, I think, on that. Yeah, for sure. But huge tip for me, I remember, when switching from syrupy fruit, canned fruit, because a lot of times peaches and those kinds of things, you have to read it. It's heavy in sugar.
Right.
So then switching to packed in water makes all the difference. Same with tunas and chickens and things like that.
Right. Even your canned meats, so the minimal additives, the better. So that's another good tip.
Okay, so I have to eat more fruits and vegetables. And I'm starting to hear my mother in my head.
When you're going to all of your friends' givings and they always ask you to bring a dish.
Yes.
Bring something that you know is healthy that you will eat. Mm-hmm. And that way you know you will have something that you will eat, you know, and that will encourage that habit in all of your friends as well. So.
And that's true. It gets back to the theme of taking care of yourself.
Yes.
Because it's too easy to get caught up with taking care of everybody else and not getting enough sleep and not eating right and bringing the pie and just with the rush, the stress of it all. Mm-hmm. So being able to take a deep breath. And I'm going to really think about this, asking for help.
Because it's always okay to ask for help.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's so important this time of year.
I totally agree. Could not agree more.
There you go.
So, and one of the other things when it comes to these holiday parties and events that tend to, you know, go on for long periods of time, it seems, but is really making sure that you practice good food safety. So,
oh, that's good.
So when we're preparing our foods, and this is basic food safety, you should abide by year round, but we just seem to be at more, you know, holiday spreads this time of year. So, you know, make sure you're not cross-contaminating your foods. I don't mean to sound like I'm talking to kids, but you know, you don't want to.
I'm a big kid.
You don't want to, you know, cut your turkey or chicken on the cutting board and then go clean the lettuce for the salad on the same cutting board.
So that's what you mean when you're talking about cross contamination.
Yes, you want to keep those separated. Use different cutting boards or thoroughly wash and clean the cutting boards if you have limited. You know, you're down. If you have one cutting board, you live in a small apartment, you don't have a lot of kitchen equipment. You know, just make sure you're cleaning things thoroughly or plan your production of your food in order of what, you know, your raw food first and then the stuff that is going to contaminate the cutting board.
And that makes sense. Well, one thing that you made me think of is when you go to a party, how long can food sit out there? Because I've noticed where I've gone to these Friendsgiving events where there's like a buffet and they say, okay, come over anytime between 11 and 3. So if I get there at 2 and the food's been out since 10, are these things you have to kind of watch out for, or am I just being worrying too much? I mean,
I don't think you're worrying too much. I think that's definitely definitely something that I would worry about. No, yes, you want to make sure that your hot foods stay hot.
And there you go.
Cold foods stay cold, and if you can't keep them, cold foods below 40 degrees and hot foods above 140 degrees. Then you kind of have a really limited window of time, usually a couple hours max. Like, yeah, you know, I kind of have a 2-hour window there that I work with for having those foods outside the temperature zone before you start to worry about that you might get sick from them.
Right, so, that you don't want that to happen at your party.
Nobody wants to be sick for the holidays, and nobody wants to be the person that threw the party that everybody got sick at. So.
Yeah, no, for sure. And I suppose that's true, too. A lot of times they say, bring a dish.
Yes.
So do you have any ideas about what's a good dish to bring, knowing that it might sit there, that there's not going to be a burner or like a refrigeration situation?
Right. So that's a great question. So, you know, bringing dishes that don't have to be
heated up
in a hot or cold zone. Yeah.
Right.
That's ideal. Now that's very limiting because then when you're thinking about you want to have more fruits and vegetables.
Sweet potato pie. Does that count?
I'm not gonna say that will count.
Oh, doggone it! All right, I'm trying.
I'm thinking, but I'm not gonna go there. No. Okay. So yeah, that's a great question. So
bring something I think that you can enjoy, because sometimes you get there and it's just too much, right? So if you always bring something that you like. I do that when they ask, say, "Well, bring what you like to drink."
Yeah.
And that's always a good one because you never know. There'll be quite a variety. So it's always nice if you prefer just some seltzer or water or something like that, or that's a better choice.
Yeah. And then there's also, you know, plenty of ways to keep foods hot or cold. So if you're bringing a hot dish, you know, bring it in your crock pot so you can plug it in and keep it hot. Or there's all kinds of heating trays and pads now. I think I've seen the carrying systems that have a thing you heat in the microwave and you put in the bottom that helps hold the heat in there a little bit better. And the same thing with cold. I've seen, you know, plenty of like salad bowls and veggie trays and things like that that have like an ice cube tray that goes underneath that you can help keep those things cold. you know, a food thermometer is always handy. You can always check. That might be a little bit of overkill at the party to go around and
yeah, I'm not sure I want to take on that. Be that person.
Checking the temperature, like you're you know, a
excuse me, I want to check the temperature of your turkey.
but when you're cooking and preparing your food,
that's a different issue. Yes,
I would certainly recommend having that in your kitchen. That's an essential kitchen tool in my book, is the food thermometer. And now they have some, they have all kinds. They have the, you know, the kind you stick in there in about 2 seconds, it gives you the temperature. And then they have some that you can put into whatever you're cooking and throw it in the oven, and it will tell you on your phone or on a little remote readout outside of the oven what's going on in the oven. So those are cool.
Those are good. Those are very good. So we're getting up to the holiday season now. And this is a time, too, if you haven't gotten a lot of your vaccines and that kind of thing, is it time now, or are we past that period?
Well, I think the big thing this time of year is flu. And I don't think it's ever too late to get immunized against the flu. So that's something to consider. Talk to your doctor, and decide what your needs are, and then they usually will either provide that. Most pharmacies will provide that. I mean, there's a lot of resources for those things.
Okay, so now we've got a couple minutes left. What have we not talked about this morning, Marie, that you would like to touch on?
Oh wow, so many things. No, so you know, I don't think we've touched on where you find us on the intro.
I think that would be very helpful. Yes, if you have questions.
So we are at scambia.floridahealth.gov. That is our website address. Again, you can also Google in Escambia Health Department, and you
comes
should be
right
able to,
up. Yeah.
Should be able to find the address there pretty readily. So that's a great thing. And there's, again, a lot of resources on there. I was just looking at the from our diabetes prevention program, the holiday recipes are all up and ready for your usage. So that is awesome. There are, you know, lots of other different resources on our website as well. We've always kind of pushed the 5-2-1-0 mantra, which is, again, encouraging more fruits and vegetables,
okay,
and more physical activity and less sugary drinks. So,
all right. Well, thank you, Marie, for being here this morning. Marie is with the Florida Department of Health. So I appreciate you taking the time to talk about the holidays and get us on right track.
And yeah, we're on X at Healthy Escambia.
Thank you so much. This has been Pep Talk with Meg at News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. News is up next. Thanks for being with us this morning.